Welcome back to the wonderful world of Disney.
Welcome to the first official episode ever. Awesome.
Woo! I'm so excited.
I know. I don't know what that was all about. But yeah, we're excited. This is awesome. I hope y'all are excited too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, first main round.
For this round, we put everybody in groups of four and had them do a group number. Mm-hmm. And so we have six groups of four people.
Yeah.
And they
and you were all assigned a group number.
Yeah, they were all assigned a group number. And let me just go ahead and say this. They're all awesome.
I love these.
I know.
I'm
keeping these in my iTunes so I can listen to them on repeat.
I am too.
Because they're just awesome.
They were honestly, like, kept listening to them over and over again just for my enjoyment last night.
I know.
I was like, yeah. Well, okay. And I listened to them today during school, which I shouldn't have been doing, but I did anyway. So.
See, they're that good that they make her get herself in trouble. Well, almost. I guess you didn't get caught, but.
Well, I didn't get caught, but, you know.
You know, being a troublemaker.
They were just really good.
They are. They're just all fabulous.
Yeah, you guys did awesome. I was so happy. Yay!
You all, like, just blew us away. It was awesome.
You all get brownie points!
Super duper brownie points.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get started.
All right. So, group number uno.
Group numero uno. Group number one. Skywish, Copper, Could It Be Girl, and What the Chuck 3. They did Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Which involves more of What the Chuck's Jamaican accent, which is awesome.
It was amazing.
And I think Copper did one as well. I think they all did.
Yes.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Ish.
All right. Well, let's listen to that.
Here is group numero uno's song, Under the Sea.
Ariel, listen to us. The human world, it's a mess.
Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
The seaweed is always greener.
Somebody else's leg.
I dream about going up there.
But that is a big mistake.
Just look at the world around ya.
Right here on the ocean floor.
Just wonderful things around you.
What more is you looking for?
Under the sea,
darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
Take it from me, up on the shore they work all day, out in the sun they slave away.
While we devote and float out to floating
under the sea.
Down here all the fish is happy, as off through the waves they roar.
The fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they in the pool.
The fish in the pool is lucky,
they in for a wash of it.
One day when the boat gets hungry,
guess who's gone beyond the plate?
Oh no,
Under the sea.
Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee.
We is what the land folks love to cook. Under the sea we off the hook.
We got the troubles, life is the bubbles.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got the beat
here.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge and start to play.
We got the spirit, you got to hear it.
Under the sea.
The noon play the flute,
the carp play the harp.
The place play the bass and they sound and sharp.
The bass play the brass.
The chub play the top.
The flute kiss the duke of soul.
Yeah.
The ray he can play the things on the street.
Rocking out the blackfish you see.
The skunk and the sprat, they know where it's at.
And know that blowfish
the sea.
On
under the sea.
When the sardines begin, it's music to me.
What do they got to let us send? We got a hot crustacean band. Little clam here, know how to jam here under the sea.
Each little slug here, caught in a rug here under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to wear here. That's why it's hotter under the water.
Now we in luck here, down in Denmark here under the sea.
Okay, and that was group number one of Skywish, Copper, What the Chuck 3, and Could It Be Girl?
Mm-hmm.
I will go first so we do not get confused.
We're never going to live that down.
No. Okay, let me see. Now, these, I don't have them written down by group order. I have them written down by order they turn them in. Okay, the guy who started off was Copper, correct?
No, the guy that started off was Chuck, I think.
I don't know the difference. Because you said Copper, so you said Copper a minute ago, so I just assumed it was Copper.
No,
I don't know the differences between some of your guys' voice. Like, I know some of your voices.
Yeah, I will agree with you on that. It was a little hard to tell some of them apart because we're not as familiar with them. But
So, whoever started off the song, I thought your accent was freaking amazing.
I know.
Just pointing that out.
That, I'm pretty sure that was Chuck.
It was pretty freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had, like, amazing energy throughout the whole entire song. Like, I actually, when I was listening to it, like, toward the end, I found myself, like, bouncing up and down where I was sitting. And I probably looked like a total freak. Anyway, so, yeah, I just thought your energy was, like, amazing. And I just really, really liked it. The only thing I had a problem with was the last we got a hot crustacean band. Excuse me. The last one toward the end sounded, I don't know if I should, like, call people out because I don't want to be, like,
Yeah.
But,
I'm pretty sure that one was Could It Be Girl.
Yes, it was. See, I didn't know if I should, like, call it, I don't know why, because I don't know if I should call people out, and, yeah, okay. If you guys can't tell, I'm really hyper. yeah, we got a hot crustacean band, the last one. It sounded, like, really strained and kind of, like, off pitch. That was the, like, only problem I really had with the song because I really liked it. Yeah. Audrey.
Okay.
You. Go.
My first note is, again, with the great Jamaican accent from Chuck. Copper's accent was good, too, but for some reason he had, like, a kind of a weird quality. I don't know what that was all about. Just, it was, like, it... I don't know, it sounded like you'd done a noise removal or something on it. It had that, like, almost mechanical distortion-ish thing to it. It's weird. But good accents all around. You all blend really well. That was awesome. Great energy. Could It Be Girl was a bit lacking in places, like she said. I have a question. Did y'all do all the background vocals?
Oh my god, I think they did.
If they didn't, they did a really good job matching the existing ones. If they did, kudos for that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Skywish, there was Take It From Me and, like, one other phrase that I forget what it was. You had, like, a really nice belt going on right there. That was awesome. But I think you were a little bit quieter than the others in places. Like, that's one of the main things I'm going to fuss at about is volume levels. But that's always hard to get, even when you're mixing that many people. But this was overall really well mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, whoever mixed your stuff did a good job.
You get brownie points!
More brownie points. Y'all are going to have so many brownie points by the end of this episode, all of you.
A lot of people are going to have a lot of brownie points. Okay.
I don't know who it was, but there was like this random little chuckle at the end.
I know, I heard it. Giggle. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
I love it. But yeah, so I think that's all I have.
Awesome. Okay, and we didn't say this at the beginning, but the way we are...
The way we're judging pretty much from now on, actually, I think, is we've got like a
point
number
system.
Rating system. And it's going to bounce back and forth depending on whether we've got acting and singing that week. But for this week, since it's just singing, we're each going to rank you and like give you kind of like the Olympic judging scale, only out of five. Basically.
Yep.
So, like, we each can give you as many points as we feel you deserve out of five, and then we'll add them together for a total out of 10.
And whoever has the least amount of points will sadly be eliminated. Dun, dun, dun.
Sad.
It is. But we haven't eliminated anyone yet, so... Okay.
Okay.
I'm really hyper. So yeah, that was group one. Next up is group dos. I had to think about that. I took 3 years of Spanish.
I took 3 years of Spanish too, so I yeah.
Okay, so group.
But I live in Texas, so I use my Spanish more.
was that a racist joke, Roger? No.
No, I mean, it's true, though.
I'm kidding. I know. I don't have to use Spanish in Ohio, really.
Yeah. I wanted to take French, but my mom's like, no, you live in Texas. You need to learn to speak Spanish. French is not going to do you any good unless you move to Canada.
Oh, goodness.
So, anyway.
Okay, so, group two. They sang... Okay, I spoke.
They did. Oh my gosh, they blew my mind away.
I know!
Just completely.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Because they did an a cappella arrangement, completely a cappella, of Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
And I just
realized, holy cow,
I spelled tonight wrong. I spelled that totally wrong. T-O-N-G-I-H-T. Whoopsie!
Well, at least it's only two letters flip-flopped. But the members of this group are, by the way, Javon M, Caesar the King, Janie Gurley 07, and Ofi Cal.
Yeah!
So.
Silence. So, here is group two's acapella version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Be turned away
to an enchanted moment and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior. Just be with you.
And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. And can you feel the love tonight? How it's late to rest.
Oh,
it's enough to make kings and vagabonds.
There's a time for
twisting kaleidoscope moves us all in turn.
Due to the rhyme and reason, due to the wild outdoors, when the harvest star crossed my journey.
Goes first because it's an even number.
Yeah. I do. My first note, because I don't know why I always make a big deal about my first note, but it's just the thing that makes the biggest impression on me. My first note, holy moly! Kudos for doing the acapella. That was great. This is a fabulous, really just fabulous arrangement wherever you got it. It's awesome. The main thing to watch out for in acapella stuff, though, is, like, mic noise. There were puffs and little bits of, like, mic noise just here and there throughout, and it kind of ruined the effect a little bit. But you had awesome harmonies. I know y'all said Caesar had gotten sick and was having trouble with the bass part, but I would never have noticed if you hadn't said anything. He sounded
I didn't notice that, like, at great all. I was like, wait. Because I read that in the email, and I thought about it. I was like, wait, wasn't someone sick? And I was like, what?
Yeah. But, yeah, y'all sounded great. You blended well together. Y'all were fabulous.
Listen to Audrey use her Texan accent. Y'all sounded great.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why, but my twang has been coming out a lot this week. But yeah, there I go again. But you guys, you did fall a little bit flat in places, just like tiny bit. I don't know if that was one person or if it was just different people throughout, but just little tiny spots where it didn't quite match up. And the key change at the phrase beat in time with yours was a little iffy. But other than that, it was just really great. I think it was Ophical was the lower girl part. She seemed to be a little bit louder, and so she kind of stuck out in places. But other than that, again, great mixing. Just overall, really wow. Wow.
Wow.
Your turn.
Okay. I almost read the wrong one. Okay. Yes, I listened to this, and within, like, 5 seconds, I was like, ah! I love this, like, so much. Like, you have no idea. Okay, I think I just said, like, 5 times in that sentence. I thought your harmonies were, like, so gorgeous, and it was just really pretty, and I just really liked this, and the arrangement was awesome. I know that Janie Gurley has done, like, stuff with multiple harmonies before, or the harmony things before on, like, YouTube and stuff. So I'm thinking she might have helped with that a little, but I don't know. Where am I doing? Okay, yes. very beginning, I heard, like, a muffled noise. That noise you hear when someone's, like, hits their mic right before they start recording or something. I heard that at the very beginning before you guys started. And then I heard another muffled noise later on, and I heard a few puffs. There was one part, the timing was a little off. Someone started before everybody else, I heard. And then I thought from about 2:13, about 2:30-ish, the harmony sounded a little weird there.
Was that where the key change was? I think it was.
I don't know. I just thought it sounded like... it. Just that one little spot, I thought the harmony sounded weird. Like, I know from then on it does change. But just that one part, like, sounded really weird to me. I don't know why. But, other than that, I really liked it. I really, really, really liked it. So, yeah. Okay. You get brownie points!
They get super-duper-duper brownie points for doing acapella.
Yay! You guys are in the lead with brownie points. Good job, good job.
Okay, next up.
Group.
We have
Trace.
Three, group which is... Trace. Green Girl, Albino Mamba, Musical Tastic, and Temporary Butterfly. And the song they did is going to crack y'all up so much because it made me laugh. It made me laugh.
And this is an all-girl group, right?
All-girl group doing...
I'll make a man out of you.
Which was originally sung by Donny Osmond in the movie, I believe.
Yes.
But in Mulan.
I always thought that... I thought that was weird because I listened to them sing the song... and I listened to it, like, three times, and I was like, wait a minute. This is all girls.
It's like, I know, okay. It's just... they're all singing this song about being manly.
Okay, whatever you girls like.
Whatever floats your boat.
Oh, God, I am so slap happy right now. It's not even funny.
But, yeah, so,
yeah.
Let's listen to them sing about being man.
Group 3 song, I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Let's get down to business. To defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons?
You're the saddest bunch I ever met, but you can bet before we're through, Mister, I'll make a man out of you.
Tranquil as a forest, but on fire within. Once you find your center, you are sure to win.
You're a spineless, pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I'll make a man out of you.
I'm never gonna catch my breath.
Think about all those who knew me.
Boy, was I a fool in school for cutting gym.
This guy's got him scared to death.
Hope he doesn't see right through me.
Now I really wish that I knew how to swim.
Be a man.
We must be swift as the coursing river.
Be a man.
With all the force of a great typhoon.
Be a man.
With all the strength of a raging fire.
Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Time is raising toward us. Till the Huns arrive, heed my every order, and you might survive.
You're unsuited for the rage of war, so pack up, go home, you're through. How could I make a man out of you?
Be a man.
We must be swift as the coursing river.
Be a man.
With all the force of a great typhoon.
Be a man.
With all the strength of a raging fire.
Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Be a man.
We must be swift as the coursing river.
Be a man.
With all the force of a great typhoon.
Be a man.
With all the strength of a raging fire.
Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
And that was Group 3's song. It's number 3, so I go first. The first thing I had was, oh my gosh, it's all women doing a man song.
I had that too.
I thought it sounded a little weird to me. It sounded like some of you were in different, like, on different pitches than one another. Like, I know one of you, one of you was singing higher, and then the other one was singing, like, almost the guy, like, range. So it sounded a little off to me. There were a few times that the instrumental was, or it was either a little too quiet or you were, like, too loud and overpowering the instrumental. So there were times I couldn't hear the music as well. But the part I really liked about yours was the very end, the harmony you guys all did. Like, that was my favorite part, was the harmony you guys did at the end. And I thought you guys all, like, blended pretty well together when you all did do Be a Man. But, yes, that was my manly voice. No. But, yeah, what am I saying? What? Oh, yeah, I thought you guys blended very well on that. The only thing I had the big problem with was it sounded like, to me, some of you were singing higher, and then you guys would switch to the next person, and that person would be singing lower. So it just sounded really awkward to me.
It sounded like y'all were maybe singing in different octaves.
Yeah. But yeah, I liked your guys' harmonies at the end, and I thought you blended well together when you guys were all singing together. And I just still think it's really interesting that all women did a man song.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, your turn, Audrey.
Yeah, I have that too. I find it funny that a group of all girls did a song about being a man.
Yes.
Musical-tastic was the lower one. Like the really low voice. I thought you had great character voices as Yao and Mushu. Like, I wish you would have done a little more on Mushu, but Yao was spot on. I loved your tone on the lower parts. I would kill for that kind of a tone because, like, I'm a soprano. I sing up high. You're obviously an alto, and I'm jealous that you have that lower tone because I can't do that.
Altos roll! Okay.
But, Green Girl, because I was able to,
how,
like,
can you tell them
out
all apart?
Because I went back through and listened to their auditions so that I knew who was who.
I was like, the only one I recognized was Albino, because she's the one that has the accent.
Like, I recognized Albino, and I recognized Temp, Temporary Butterfly, and then I recognized Musical Tastic, and then the rest was, Green Girl was just kind of process of elimination.
Yeah.
Green Girl, your voice is really pretty, just in general. And Temporary Butterfly, girl, I forget which part it was, but you said you sang Dark Side of the Moon. Your vibrato on that was, like, awesome. It was really pretty. I agree with Allison. Great harmonies at the end with the Dark Side of the Moon. Mamba, I think you were a bit louder than the others. I think this whole thing could have used a little bit more energy overall, especially Mamba. It was good. It just needed a little bit more punch. Because I think the problem is you're girls and you fell into the trap of being girls and singing pretty. This is not a song about being girls and singing pretty. This is a song about being men.
If you are going to sing this song as a woman.
Soldiers and in your face and going to war.
You cannot be a girly girl when you sing this song.
Yeah, you can't sing all pretty.
No.
I mean, it did. It sounded really good, but it sounded girly. Mm. And it's not supposed to sound girly. But I did like it, though. I really did.
Yeah. You don't want to sound girly and say be a man.
I know you all said on Skype that y'all had a lot of issues getting in touch with your group members at first and getting everything together, but I thought it came together pretty well. So, congratulations for that.
Yay!
Woo!
Yay!
Woo!
Yay! Okay. So, next up is group number 4. And group number 4 sang, "This is Halloween" from The Nightmare Before Christmas. I love this song. I actually played this song on repeat on Halloween. So, yeah. Just thought I'd point that out there, even though you guys don't care. So this group consists of Soyala, Dragon Knight, Lucidity, and Genesis. Woo! Okay.
Woo!
So, I'm screaming.
Let's listen to, well, I mean, it's not Halloween anymore, but it was. So, let's listen to "This is Halloween."
To see something strange,
come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
so the kids can't die fright.
It's our town, everybody scream.
In this town of Halloween,
I'm the one hiding under your bed. Teeth glowing sharp and eyes glowing red.
Stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween,
this is Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
In this town we go home, everyone hails to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now, everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner, man hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce and
howl, you'll scream.
This is Halloween, red and black,
slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice. Ride the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween,
I'm the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and gone without a trace.
I'm who when you call, who's there?
Filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Tingling lumplings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job.
But we're not deep
in our town of Halloween.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and scream like a bat. You make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody sing.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king now.
This is Halloween,
this is Halloween.
Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
La 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 la.
All right, and that was Group 4's song, This is Halloween. It's an even number, so that means Audrey goes first.
I wondered if we would get this song because of Halloween being so close, because Halloween was last Monday.
I love this song.
I actually have like a little jack-o'-lantern face drawn in my notes. It's so cute. I thought you all did excellent character voices. You were just overall, y'all were all just really spooky. Creepy.
Ooh.
It was good. Dragonite, I think, was the lower one, like the really low voice. I think you were a bit quieter than the others, I don't know. But, like, your low solo about being the shadow on the moonlit night was really hard to hear. Like, some of the solos, that one and I think it was Genesis, had the solo about I'm the one hiding under your stairs. That was also really, really quiet. It was hard to hear. So I think that was mostly like the backtrack drowning y'all out more so than anything. Y'all could have turned the volume down in places where there wasn't so many voices. Speaking of so many voices, Soyala did like half the voices in the song.
I know. I was like, oh, there she is. Oh, there she is again. There she is.
Way to be all multi-talented and stuff. I'm pretty sure it was Lucidity had the line about, I am the one hiding under your bed.
Creepy.
That scared me. That sounded so creepy and evil. It was awesome. You sounded like demented. It was awesome. Y'all got a little, like somebody got a little off tempo at the part about Skeleton Jack, but you fixed it real quick and got back on track, and it was just really good. And I thought you all had just really great energy. Again, the backtrack could have been turned down a little bit in places so that y'all could be heard. But other than that, yeah. I loved this. It makes me wish that I would have had Nightmare Before Christmas to watch on Halloween, but I don't. It makes me sad.
I don't have it.
I even looked for it on Netflix because I have like the instant watch on Netflix free trial deal. And it's not available for instant watch.
What? Rip-off.
I know. Like, I'm not going to go past the free trial because half the movies I want to watch, they don't have. I mean, they have it on DVD, but I don't have the DVDs. So they don't have it for watching instantly online, and it makes me mad. Don't go to Netflix. They don't have anything.
If you don't have a Disney movie, there's something wrong with you.
No, they do
saying.
Have Tangled, so I'm going to go through and watch that later.
Ooh, well...
They do have, like, most of the Disney movies, I think, but they don't have Nightmare Before Christmas, and that made me mad because I wanted to watch that on Halloween.
Psh!
And it's not just Disney movies either, because I was going through thinking, like, all the kind of creepy but not overly scary movies that I wanted to watch, mm-hmm. and, like, they didn't have Sleepy Hollow, and they didn't have Sweeney Todd, and they didn't have Edward Scissorhands, for crying out loud.
What?
I know! They don't have anything on Instant Watch yet. Like, I assume they're going to get more because I think they just started this not too long ago. But, yeah. Okay, Netflix rant over. Let's get to the next group. Or let's
well,
let
I
you.
Gone yet.
I know. I just realized that after I said that. Let's let you critique this group and then okay. go to the next group.
Shutting so, no. First thing, this song has so many characters, it's not even funny. And. You guys differentiated, I have the worst time saying that word, differentiated the different characters so well. Like, myself being a fellow fandubber person-ishness, yeah. Okay, doing a ton of different voices is hard, but you guys, like, did an awesome job. Especially, like, the big solo voices.
Yeah.
With, like, the creepy monster people.
And, like, some
you
of them, like, I think
amazing.
Lucidity. Actually did mm-hmm. different voices within the same line.
Yeah.
Like, one line, and one half of the line would be one voice, and the other half would be another voice. And Soyala did that, too.
Yeah. And like, just, it's kind of hard, wow. because, you know, you have your voice and all that. And doing so many characters is really hard, but you guys, like, totally pulled it off. It, like, was amazing. Yeah, the thing I agree with Audrey is the music was either too loud at parts, or you guys were just, like, too soft at parts, but the music was overpowering at parts, and then there were certain times where you were all together, and individual voices really stuck out. Those were really the only things. I thought you guys, like, had your amazing energy in the song, and that was really the only thing I had a problem with was the music and different volumes that weren't, or some volumes that needed to be corrected. And I thought all your laughs at the end, like, kind of scared me. I liked them, but they scared me. Yeah. Yeah, okay, we're going to move on now.